The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-carat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. We talk about Maui, and there's just some real strange things happening there. We also talk about no labels and more. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and get involved with the nation's largest student movement, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Get your high school or your college student in your life, or maybe you are a high school or college student. Get involved at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. You would think the big story in America is Big Fannie Willis going after Donald Trump. You know that our 111 people died in fires in Maui and 1,200 people are missing? You would think that would have nonstop coverage on the media. It's just like nonstop coverage, nothing else. It's interesting. It would be good for ratings. It's not as if Maui is East Palestine, Ohio. This is what's really interesting. East Palestine, Ohio, they don't care about that part of the country. You know, that's Trump, MAGA America. You know, those people eat at Denny's. We don't like those people. They probably own guns. Maui is different. Maui is one of the most Democrat areas in the entire country. It's a blue enclave. It's also a billionaire and millionaire playground. So you'd think that Maui literally being incinerated as if it's Dresden, as we covered it earlier in the week, 1,200 people still missing and over 111 people dead, on pace to become a deadlier event than the Oklahoma City bombing, you'd think that this would be a big story. Now, the left is just saying, well, it's climate change, and this is why we need to restrict carbon emissions. And then you have John Podesta lecturing us about carbon emissions. So I asked our team, I said, hey, can we just get kind of a little bit of a pulse check on Maui? Because we did this whole thing early in the week, which for the record, I'll say it again, there's more to the story than what they're telling us in Maui. I don't have all the details. There is more to the story. There is something awfully suspicious going on here. From the cover-up to the lies about it to the origination of the fire, there is something that does not look or smell right. And if you have any idea of that, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. I'd love to hear from you on what that is. So the Democrat governor, Josh Green, said after the disaster that global warming was the ultimate reason that so many people perished, because only global warming allowed for the so-called fire hurricane that swept through the island. But that is a lie. Global warming did not cause the fire. It's the old Office clip. Ryan started the fire. Local incompetence and left-wing ideology did, but the New York Times won't tell you that. The media won't tell you that. The reason why they are not deploying reporters to Maui is because they're afraid they might actually find the truth. The reason why we don't have nonstop panoramic camera coverage of like the Wait 20-something info babe on MSNBC, we don't have like nonstop coverage of, yes, Brian, we're here, and the devastation is just beyond belief, is because they actually might accidentally stumble into the truth. Now, there's some passive news coverage of it, but I was watching the Mockingbird networks this morning. There is far more coverage of Big Fannie Willis and Donald Trump than there is in Maui. Far more. In fact, CNN.com, purported names, photos of Georgia grand jurors shared online. It's all about Georgia, all about Georgia, all about Georgia. Will Kane was the only major news network on the ground. It just strikes me so strange because usually you have, you know, the kind of super left-wing journalism student from Columbia Journalism who doesn't have an original thought in her head go on TV and she says, yes, I mean, in interviewing locals. Remember Katrina? Where is that? The great Rush Limbaugh, may he rest in peace, was a teacher. And Rush taught me this and he taught you this. When the media doesn't cover something, that is far more important than when they do cover something. I wouldn't say they're covering it up. It's like they're just kind of coasting. And these press conferences are, it's incoherent psychobabble. Oh, we don't regret not activating the siren and the alarm. The FEMA administrator is totally on an island. Get it? And then there's this whole question of the water. 111 people are dead. And 1,200 people are missing. Are they slow dripping the death toll so that Biden can't be blamed? And I know Biden did like a press release or whatever. Remember Katrina? Katrina, when George W. Bush was president, we made it feel as if it was Pompeii, the biggest thing. And by the way, it was mishandled by the Bush administration. This could almost be as deadly as Katrina when all is said and done. So let's play some pieces of tape here. Just kind of walk through it because my suspicious meter is 10 out of 10 right now. Doesn't look right. Doesn't smell right. Doesn't feel right. Play cut 82. Maui chief doesn't regret not activating sirens during wildfire. I know it's a double negative, but it'll make sense. Play cut 82.
Do you regret not sounding the sirens?
I do not.
So many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape.
Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone Malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire. And so that is the reason why our protocol has been to use WEA and EAS. By the way, I should also note that there are no sirens Malka or on the mountainside where the fire was spreading down.
And now this is just, this is Kaleo Manuel, the Hawaiian water official who refused to release water resources and let landowners fight the Maui fire. This is his philosophy about water. Before I play this, I have come under, let's just say, a fair amount of attack from Media Matters and even some Christian pastors, because I say that liberals are earth worshipers. They're pagans. Oh, you can't say that. They don't worship the earth. No, they believe in magical elements, that they worship the sun, the moon, the sky, the water. Don't believe me? Play cut 80.
The commission is responsible per our authorizing statute to protect and manage all water resources in the state. One Water is like taking it and looking at it from a holistic system perspective. You know, in essence, we treated it, Native Hawaiians treated water as one of the earthly manifestations of a god in Akua Kane. We've become used to looking at water as like something which we use and not necessarily something that we revere as that thing that gives us life, right? I mean, to me, it's a shift in value set. So really, my motto is always like, let water connect us and not divide us. Like we can share it, but it requires true conversations about equity.
True conversations about equity. So they didn't turn the water on. Things burned. This is the guy who told landowners they couldn't use water to fight the fires while the fires were still small. Is it because he believed that water was sacred and we must worship the water? Or is it because of equity? Was it because there were certain people's homes burning that he wanted them to burn? They believe in pagan Hawaiian culture, we must worship water, not life. Wokeism is just a return of an old god. The Bible was written as a refutation. It was obsessed with challenging this idea, specifically of Egypt. This is no different. They believe the Nile was holy. And they believe water is so holy you can't use it to fight a fire. That's what he's implying here. Well, that same guy did not allow the release of the water. This is the one thing that is coming clear in Maui. And the media couldn't care less because I think they're afraid of what they'll find. That this is not climate change, not global warming, not carbon emissions. This is left-wing ideologues that allowed the island to burn, that there is blood on the hands of the water worshipers. Christianity broke us free of pagan slavery. So did the Hebrew Bible, by the way. It challenged this idea of worshiping the earth, that God is not in nature, that God created nature. Could it be that Maui did not have to burn if they didn't believe such wacky, goofy, pagan stuff? I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. You heard me talk about it before, but it's new and improved Good Ranchers. I had Good Ranchers for our Shabbat dinner last week, and it was amazing. Look, Good Ranchers, they have better beef than ever. Their ground beef is better than ever. I was like, wow, no antibiotics or hormones, sourced from small family farms, humanely handled and USDA certified, 100% cattle, Angus cattle, goodranchers.com. Look, I want to tell you, they're so delicious. It's all American meat, and I love it. It's new and improved. So check it out right now. 2 years of free high quality ground beef and a locked in price. No other meat company guarantees you 100% American meat and a locked in price. That's because no one else is Good Ranchers. So check it out right now. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie for $25 off and for $480 of free ground beef in your first 2 years. That is GoodRanchers.com. Support America, support Good Ranchers, American ranchers, and support this program, GoodRanchers.com. The front page of the New York Times website, defend Trump and hammer Ramaswamy, DeSantis allies revealed debate strategy. Ice water and flip-flops as Europe broils, not so fast, Americans. Nobody knows why the new weight loss drugs work. For an Atlanta reporter, a Trump scoop long in the making. How Trump's using supporters' donations to pay his legal bills. And then all the way down, literally you have to scroll down, dispute over sirens add to scrutiny of Hawaii response. So a school shooting happens, and tragically, 6 to 8 people are killed, 10 to 12 people are killed, I'm approximating, and the media goes into full freakout mode. Gun grabbers, legislation, hearings, it is a full court press. And I'm not minimizing that tragedy. They obviously politicize it. However, by a scale of suffering, you have 111 people dead. Local reports say upwards of 500 people dead. That could be an exaggeration. 1,200 people missing. And it's as if the regime media is getting calls saying, play it down, move on, play it down, play it down. Why is that? This is heartbreaking, to be honest with you. I mean, I already believe the government hates us. I know you guys believe that too. Our government does not want what's best with us, for us. And now there are talks about a land grab, saying that we're going to stop all private transactions, a moratorium on land transactions. Does he have the power to do this? Play cut 88.
My intention from start to finish is to make sure that no one is victimized from a land grab, that we do not suffer predation against those who are suffering. So I've instructed the Attorney General to work toward a moratorium on any transactions. There's some legal challenges there. We're going to push right through those and make sure that people don't lose their land.
Yeah, we're just going to push right through those. The spirit of what he's saying is correct, but I don't trust them at all. Does that mean that the government can just prevent private land sales? Her state is burning, and upwards of 1,000 people might be dead. And Senator Mazie Hirono is talking about how there are states where you can't say the words climate change. She is up there. She's really close to being one of the dumbest U.S. senators in history. She's so close. Remember when she said to men, shut up? She said, if you're a man and you have an opinion on Brett Kavanaugh, shut up. Play cut 3.
Experts warn that extreme disasters such as this one are only becoming more common because climate change is fueling mm-hmm. stronger storms, hotter temperatures, yes. more widespread droughts.
I think that we very much need to acknowledge that climate change is upon us. There are whole states, by the way, Jake, where you can't even use the words climate change because they still have a head in the sand attitude. We need to be assessing our ability to contend with these kinds of natural occurring disasters, which we are seeing more of, and the frequency and the damage that is done. Clearly, this is happening all across the world.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Why does Biden not care about this? We'll play cut 81. It's just kind of indifference. They take the Hawaiian votes for granted because it's deep blue. The billionaires and the millionaires are actually going to probably benefit from this. If this was some sort of a issue in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, the National Guard would have already been mobilized, like quickly. Now, I think the National Guard has been mobilized, but the response has been lackluster. Play cut 81.
We keep interviewing survivor after survivor who says that either they didn't see any government personnel or assistance for days, or that they still haven't. How do you explain the disconnect between what they're saying and what you're saying about all the resources that are there in Maui?
I think you need to understand that this community is going through an amazingly traumatic event. I can tell you that we have personnel that are on the ground year-round and embedded in with the state as soon as the fire started so we could continue to understand what resources were needed and help move them in.
For any enterprising young journalist out there, YouTuber, if you can get to Maui, there is a story to be told. It's not easy. I think flights are, I don't know if flights are still going in or not. But for anybody out there, if you are able to make your way to that beautiful island that has now been incinerated, there is a lot of information that we are missing right now. NBC, New York Times, they don't want to do it. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something. But fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try to try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. The Maui situation is perplexing. We're getting a lot of emails theorizing about what's happening here. It just the media not covering it is awfully telling. Play cut 21.
It is going to take many years to rebuild Lahaina. When you see the full extent of the destruction of Lahaina, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina that Maui builds in its own image with its own values. But it's going to be billions of dollars.
Like a bomb went off. Like a bomb went off. Probably nothing there. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to focus on Big Fannie Willis's indictment because that's happening simultaneously. By the way, you're not going to want to miss our conversation with Newt Gingrich. This is a full-out press, full-court press on every single level of the conservative movement. The bottom, the top, the middle. They're doing it intentionally. Talked about before, to break your will, to exhaust you, to fatigue you. We're drifting towards an unprecedented constitutional crisis. But despite all of this, Donald Trump is looking stronger and stronger, not just in the Republican primary, but also in the general election. Now, I will keep on saying, stop looking at polls and do the boring stuff. Ballot chase. Invest in voter registration, signature verification. We had an amazing conversation yesterday. Capital Research Center. You guys could check it out on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. You take out your phone and look at it. Talking about how the left is pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into 501c3s illegally, 501c4s legally, organizations to change the way the composition of these laws and the fabric of these laws. Now, it's amazing because they say, well, it's not political. We're just trying to increase the voter registration and voter turnout of non-white voters. So imagine if we had a nonprofit where the stated goal was to increase the voter registration and turnout of white Christian male voters over the age of 50. How do you think the media would cover that? There are entire Democrat machines built specifically for that purpose. The 2024 election will be the most technical election that we have ever seen. It's also a question that will be bigger than Donald Trump v. Biden. I received a very interesting email the other day from a Never Trump donor. I'm going to be careful how much of this I'm going to talk about. But you might say, oh, Never Trump, waste the time. Well, sort of. This particular donor thinks Donald Trump is a threat to democracy and is awful and all this, but he doesn't like Joe Biden. So instead, he is spending his money to try and support No Labels. No Labels, we've talked about before, is very interesting. We have no idea whether it's going to help Trump or hurt Trump. I think it's actually going to hurt Trump. NoLabels.org. We are the common sense majority. We are ahead of the curve on this. I'm telling you, outside white noise television that some people watch on cable TV, this is real stuff. NoLabels.org. We are the common sense majority. Washington only works for Washington. We're working to change that. Without getting too much into the details of what was forwarded to me, No Labels is spending serious money. It looks like they're going for it to get on the ballot in all 50 states. This would be a viable third-party option that would be able to maybe peel off some Democrat voters where they say this No Labels is an organization of over 1 million Democrats, Republicans, and independents working to bring American leaders together to solve problems, and we need your help. It's basically tailored and designed to college-educated suburban voters that have been tilting Democrat. That's basically what No Labels is. And if they actually have a million members, that's enough to flip the entire balance of the presidential election. Now, if you read the No Labels website, it says, quote, we are preparing for the possibility of nominating a candidate. We have not yet committed to do so. It feels like they are. I got to be honest. They're getting closer and closer and closer to that. And the person who's actually driving this is Senator Joe Lieberman. When he's involved in this, it's not a mystery. Senator Joe Manchin is involved. These are Democrats that are not happy with Joe Biden's radical turn. They hate Trump. But honestly, this is a great use of their time. Like, go do this. This de-radicalizes the country, talks more about solutions than problems. And I actually think it will end up helping Donald Trump's chances in 2024. Potentially. It's not a guarantee. They say, we will only run under the proper environmental conditions, which must be met for us to proceed. We will measure these conditions rigorously through regular polling and research. And if you look, they call themselves the insurance policy for 2024. No Labels is working to ensure Americans have the choice to vote for a presidential ticket that features strong, effective, and honest leaders who will commit to working closely with both parties to find common sense solutions to America's biggest problems. Do not underestimate this group. They could even win some states. Now, they could win some previously Republican states too. They could win Utah. So it's not all good. I'm not saying that this is all going to be a great thing. But for example, they could get 10 to 15% of the vote in the state of Georgia. That would tip the scales. Or how about independent free-minded states like Arizona? Now, have you run the electoral math where Trump or Biden don't win Arizona and a third party candidate wins Arizona? It's not out of the realm of speculation because Kyrsten Sinema is running as a third party candidate. She might run as No Labels in Arizona. Plus, you have Cornel West, who is ascending. If Donald Trump's base stays with him, and even if 80% of registered Republicans stay with him, this no labels Cornel West mixture is very troubling for Joe Biden. Don't take my word for it. Politico.com writes article after article after article. Panic in Biden camp as no labels seeks to get on the ballot. It's possible that no candidate gets the 270 electoral votes, which would then throw this to the House of Representatives, where each state delegation gets one vote. Jill Stein peeled off enough votes to hurt Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia in 2016. This election is going to be chaotic. It's going to be confusing. It's going to be unpredictable. The Democrats, the party of democracy, are doing everything they possibly can. They are spending tons of money to keep no labels from progressing. Threats, extortion, blackmail, lawsuits, smear, slander, intimidation. They're doing the same thing with Cornel West. Cornel West, they're now threatening. This is just a little tease of our conversation with Newt Gingrich. Play cut 90.
That I am told, this is hearsay, but I am told by a reliable source that Friday evening, somebody from Washington called the district attorney in Atlanta and said, you have to indict on Monday. We have to cover up all of the mistakes we just made with Weiss. And she said, apparently, my jurors aren't coming back till Tuesday. And they said, you didn't hear me. You have to indict on Monday. And she said, well, they're not going to get here before noon. They said, it doesn't matter. She said, this means it's going to be 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night. She said, it doesn't matter. We need the news
so
media shifting.
Who made that phone call?
We don't know. And I'm telling you up front, this is hearsay, but it's from a person who has remarkably good sources.
I totally believe it, though, because that would explain why they leaked and they messed up on the clerk document, why she was exhausted, and why they had the 11 p.m. press conference, Mr. Speaker. The Democrats are not joking around. This no labels thing, though, is evidence that Joe Lieberman and Manchin and Sinema, and by the way, very well financed. I know a lot of these donors that are involved in this. They formerly used to be Turning Point donors. We become too conservative for them. That's fine. It was amicable. Like, you guys go do your thing, we do your thing. They're not Democrats, though. I know the way they think. They're free speech, old liberal Dershowitz. Imagine rich Alan Dershowitz is. That's basically who is funding no labels. Love the Constitution, pro-abortion, socially liberal, somewhat fiscally conservative, want a balanced budget, totally wrong on immigration, very pro-Ukraine. Like, we have some huge worldview differences. But I don't think they hate the country. I do not think they hate the country. I think they're neoliberals, don't think they hate the country. And they really don't like Joe Biden's thuggery, intimidation, and they do not like the authoritarian bend of the Democrat Party. There is a serious splinter campaign happening in the Democrat Party of the moderate ilk. And it might be happening, there might be two simultaneously splinters happening in the Democrat Party. Which, interestingly enough, all these indictments against Trump actually might make the Republican Party far more consolidated, and the Democrat might actually have two simultaneous splinter campaigns, one from the far left, Cornel West, one from the center right, from no labels. How that will end, I have no idea. But I want to dive more into this Newt Gingrich tape, which shows the Democrats are harmonizing, coordinating their indictments and the movement because they think they are losing control of this. If you try to overscript politics, it usually does not go well for you. That's a rule of politics. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, they're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98 and just $10 more for a king-size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen-size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Why on earth did Fulton County wait till 11 p.m. Eastern in a rush to put forward the indictment? Why? Fannie Willis looked tired. She looked exhausted. The clerk accidentally sent the thing out. Well, according to Newt Gingrich, the reason is because they received a phone call. A phone call from Washington, D.C., and this makes perfect sense. This makes perfect sense. And I'm going to replay this tape because it's worth it. So Newt Gingrich is saying in this tape, we played it earlier, that somebody called Fulton County. Maybe Barack Hussein Obama called Big Fannie Willis. Maybe it was Valerie Jarrett. Somebody called Fulton County and says, we got to cover up this Weiss thing, proceed. And she said, I'm not ready with a grand jury and all this. Doesn't matter. And they pushed through the night. Somebody was pressuring them. Somebody was pressuring Fannie Willis. This makes perfect sense. This makes perfect sense why MSNBC had their panel all ready to go. It makes perfect sense why they pushed so late into the night. Why couldn't they do it the next morning, 11 o'clock at night? Why couldn't they do it at regular times when there's press conferences sometime around midnight where the clerk accidentally sends out the exact indictment? This was all planned, but it was a rush job. Somebody called Fannie. Somebody called Fulton County from D.C., according to Newt Gingrich, and said, we got to get this thing moving. Okay, we're going to play cut 90 again. Play it.
That I am told, this is hearsay, but I am told by a reliable source, that Friday evening, somebody from Washington called the district attorney in Atlanta and said, you have to indict on Monday. We have to cover up all of the mistakes we just made with Weiss. And she said, apparently, my jurors aren't coming back till Tuesday. And they said, you didn't hear me. You have to indict on Monday. And she said, well, they're not going to get here before noon. They said, it doesn't matter. She said, this means it's going to be 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night. They said, it doesn't matter. We need the news
so
media shifting.
Who made that phone call?
We don't know. And I'm telling you up front, this is hearsay, but it's from a person who has remarkably good sources.
I totally believe it, though, because that would explain why they leaked and they messed up on the clerk document, why she was exhausted, and why they had the 11 p.m. press conference, Mr. Speaker. Now, it's all starting to come into context and perspective, right? It's all starting to make sense. Fulton County is nothing more than a proxy of a desperation campaign of Washington, D.C. Apparently, Weiss was this massive royal screw-up that is making people really angry, making moderate Democrats angry, making center-right Republicans angry, and then they say, hey, let's just dispatch Fulton County. Big Fannie will do whatever we tell her to do. Put forward the indictment, conspiracy, Pennsylvania phone call, whatever it takes. Who's going to actually look into this? Well, here's the good news. There's fight left in the great state of Georgia. Georgia is not my favorite state recently politically. Beautiful place, nice people. Not my favorite state politically. It's corrupt, it's broken, it's backwards. But there is some fight left in the great state of Georgia. And despite, based on all reporting I've received, the good old boys network in Georgia, who just want to stay comfortable, make sure they have their tickets to the Masters in Augusta and their box seats in Athens, Georgia, for the Georgia football. There is a fighter. His name is Colton Moore. Colton Moore is asking for an emergency session review of Big Fannie Willis. And it is going totally viral. The Good Old Boys Network is shaken up. There's fight left in the state of Georgia. And there are procedures. There are steps. There are real details that we are going to talk about. The first step is impeachment. In the Georgia House, the Republican House can put a stop to this rogue prosecutor. He's beginning the process. We have him exclusively coming up in just a minute because all roads now lead through Fulton County. And I want to find out. We got to make Fannie Willis squeal. Hey, Fannie, you get a phone call from somebody? Why'd you rush the indictment? Tell us the truth. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.